There are times when problem-solving scenarios seem so simple. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Then there are times that the psalmist speaks of in Psalm 13. It's rough out here, and it's been rough for a long time. It's real, but the psalmist suggests we can still sing unto the Lord. We can move forward, pick ourselves up, stop pouting, take no more reservations for that pity party. In fact, cancel the pity party. Remembering the faithfulness of the Lord in the past. In Psalm 13, David wondered, how long would his enemies prevail? How long, O Lord, how long? He prayed and in the midst of prayer remembered God's unfailing love. And in remembering God's unfailing love, he was able to break out in song and praise. A simple formula indeed. Ancient writers wrote that by remembering, God is a profound form of prayer that eventually transforms us and all of our relationships. There are times when remembering is hard, especially when we're caught up in another, as in another problem, another flood, another tornado, another storm, another earthquake, another bomb scare, another issue. It's rough out there, and it's been rough for a long time. This is where a testifying, Christ-centered, Bible-believing, Holy Spirit-filled, and led community comes in. The church is an intentional community that helps us with the remembering. Remembering comes when we totally give ourselves in acts of worship. Persistent problems can extract interest on trouble before it's due. It can constantly drain the energy that God gives us for daily challenges. Remembering comes when we encounter people who may have been where we are and walked where we walk. A faith fellowship provides an opportunity to be in fellowship with people who care and value us. We are in the midst of those who are still a work in progress, just like us, in a community where we feel accepted and loved. Remembering comes when we learn, develop, and practice our spiritual disciplines of prayer, praise, study, fasting, and worship. And the church provides that training ground for growing these spiritual muscles to handle the rough and tough, as some things only come by prayer and fasting. Remembering comes when an intentional community, that church, fellowship, Bible study, online faith community, like Wake Up Carl, all our Praycation blog, affirms us. This helps us see that no matter what, we matter to God. In spite of our current stumblings or circumstances, God is still a present help in time of trouble. David promises to give God formal thanks, and in an intentional community, that's a good place to give God formal thanks, and it becomes crucial to the healing process in rough and tough times. Trust God's unfailing love, and in due season you shall reap if you faint not. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Don't let anything rough or tough, deep or dark, real or unreal, keep you away from the house of the Lord. Plan now, long before the Sabbath.